Praised be Jesus and Mary. There are certain graces which Jesus will not give to us unless we ask for them explicitly through our Blessed Lady. That is my point. And I will now try to illustrate this point with the gospel that we read. There are certain graces that Jesus will not give to us unless we ask for them through our Blessed Lady. The wedding, the miracle at the wedding in Cana of Galilee proves this in the following way. Our Lady is there. She is invited. Because of her, Jesus and his disciples are there as well. There's a reason why St. John formulates his gospel the way it is. It's a bit of a subtlety. We can leave that to biblical scholars, but there is a reason. If we read, we find there was a wedding in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. A hint, again, subtle, but nevertheless worth noticing. Our Lady is invited. Because of her, Jesus and his disciples come as well. Where Our Lady is present, Jesus is present in a very special way. He gladly comes as well where his mother is invited. Let's stop on that concept of inviting Our Lady in, because that is what consecration to Our Lady is all about. And because Jesus comes when Our Lady is invited, because there are certain graces that Jesus gives only if Our Lady asks for them, consecration to Our Lady is crucial to receiving from God all the graces that he wants to give to us. Consecration to Our Lady can be explained, defined, described by this image of taking Our Lady into our homes. That's what St. John did in response to the words of Jesus from the cross, "Behold your mother." John's response, he takes her into his home, he makes her a part of his life, he invites her in and allows her to be his mother. And when she's invited in, what does she do at the wedding in Cana? She comes and she pays attention to the needs of those who invite her. She pays attention to the lives of those who consecrate themselves to her. When we invite Our Lady in, she pays attention. She comes into our lives and she pays attention to them, to the very least details of our lives. In the wedding in Cana, nothing indicates that anybody else noticed the problem, that anybody else was going to do something about the problem, except Our Lady, who was there, saw, noticed, and took action. That's what Our Lady does when she comes into our lives. She sees everything and takes action, even when we don't know that there's some problem, even when we don't realize that there's some grace that we need. Our Lady notices it all and obtains it all for us. And let's keep developing that point. If there are certain graces that Jesus won't give unless they're given through Mary, how do we see that in the gospel? Precisely for the reason that had Our Lady not been there, there would have been no miracle at that wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. The hour of Jesus had not come. It would not have been anticipated unless Our Lady asked for it to be anticipated. That grace would not have come. That miracle would not have happened had not those newlyweds invited Our Lady in. Had they not said to her, "Come, be a part of our life," they would not have received that special presence of Jesus and that special miracle from him. So this is what consecration to Our Lady accomplishes, and this is why it's so important, and this is why everybody should be consecrated to our Blessed Lady. We all must take her into our homes, make her a part of our life. And what does that mean? When Our Lady is present, when somebody's present in your life, a dear person is present in your life, you do two things. You talk to that person, you listen to that person. Our Lady is present. And if she's present in our lives, what do? We talk to her, we pray to her, and then we listen to her when she speaks to us. Again, consecration is a way of life. When we speak of consecration to Our Lady, consecration to the Immaculate Heart, it is a way of living our lives. It's a Marian way of life. Above all, in prayer to Our Lady and in listening to her, offering to her our petitions, our prayers, and above all, our resignation, because we can present to Our Lady everything that we see is necessary and that we have to do, But in the end, we have to say, be my mother. There's a difference between children and parents, children and adults. Children have to trust their parents that they know better. They ask for something, but they have to submit to the authority of the parents, trust the parents that they're going to get either that or something that they really need, something better. Same thing with Our Lady. We present to her our petitions, but then we say, Mary, you be my mother. You surprise me. If you see something better, give that to me. If you see something that I'm missing, obtain that for me. So a prayer of trust and abandonment to Our Lady, but then also a listening to Our Lady, because Our Lady speaks and she commands. When she's invited, she actually commands in this gospel, the one command of Our Lady in the entire scripture. What is it? Do whatever he tells you. So you have to listen to the words of Our Lady and ask her for the grace to do exactly that, to fulfill the commandments, to do what Jesus wants us to do, to avoid sin, to practice the virtues, to practice the works of mercy. We have to ask and beg Our Lady for the help to be good Christians. And that's what it means to live a Marian life, to have Mary in your homes. Then the grace has come, then the miracles happen. And the choicest of miracles happen. Everyone serves good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now. The good wine is kept until the moment of the intercession of Mary. That's when the good wine comes out. That's when the special graces come out. That's when the miracles occur. And I hope I'm convincing you of consecration to Our Lady. Oh, you've got to do it. You don't want to be missing out on this. Now, I said I'd conclude the first part, which was the meditation before the Mass, in the homily. So back to the miraculous medal, which is an easy way, by means of this sacramental, this devotional, of expressing our consecration to Our Lady at all times. So now, okay, same ideas, but just a slightly different framework. Now I'm going to use the miraculous medal story to explain exactly the same things I just said. And very briefly, when Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Labre in 1830, she showed her what the medal was supposed to look like and asked her to make it. Now there's a detail. I always point out this detail about the miraculous medal that is crucial. So in the medal we see rays of light coming from the hands of Our Lady, but these rays are specifically coming from rings that Our Lady has on her fingers. And the detail is that Catherine Labre noticed this detail, that not all rings were giving off light. The medal is too small for you to see it. Even paintings generally miss this detail. So rings on her fingers, but not all of them give off light. So what does this mean? Catherine asks of Our Lady, and Our Lady explains. These rings, these precious gems, signify the graces that God has prepared in heaven and that he wants to give through my mediation. They are there, precious gems, good wine, choice graces, miracles. And the rays of light that come from these rings signify the people who pray for their graces and who receive them. The rings that give off no light symbolize the people that never ask for their graces and hence never receive them. There are some graces in heaven, precious, ready to be given, but never delivered, because those for whom they are destined never express any interest in them. They never pray for them. They never ask Our Lady to obtain them. So St. Catherine Labre, again, quickly now moving to the takeaway, St. Catherine Labre was motivated by this to make this medal known, as Our Lady asked. In fact, she had the medal made, and she began to be a big apostle of this miraculous medal, telling people, if you wear this medal, special graces will come. Wearing the medal is a quiet way, a constant way, of saying to Our Lady at all times, I do want my graces. When Our Lady looks down at us from heaven, excuse this childish way of speaking, but it appeals to the imagination. When Our Lady looks down from heaven at us and sees us wearing this medal, it's us saying to her at all times, whether we're speaking to her or not, whether we're awake or asleep, saying to her, Mother Mary, I want those graces that you have for me, and I want them through you. Please give me those graces. That's why it's such a powerful sacramental. That's why it's such a good idea to wear it. That's why it's such a good idea to share it with others. And I invite everybody here to do exactly that. And if you are asking yourself, where do I find a miraculous medal? You can find one in the back of the chapel. There's a plastic box full of miraculous medals. Take as many as you want for yourself. for your friends, for your loved ones, and share this with them. So ask to open up the floodgates of grace to yourselves and to everybody else, because, again, there are certain graces that Jesus will not give unless Our Lady asks for them, unless we ask Our Lady explicitly for them. There are certain graces that Jesus will not give unless he sees Mary a part of our lives, invited into our lives, Mary interceding for us. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.